This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 456 for Thursday, June 27th. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed Thursday, with only the nearby July contract posting losses as traders exit the front month ahead of its expiry. July down $4.30 at $587 per ton, while new crop November up $6.70 at $623. Statistics Canada released updated acreage estimates this morning, pegging canola seedings at 22 million acres. That was up by about 600,000 from the March projection, but in line with what was planted last year. While the canola area was above average trade expectations, the market response was muted, with yields and weather conditions through the growing season likely to have more influence on prices going forward. Gains in European rapeseed provided spillover support, although Chicago soybeans and soy oil were softer. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were lower, while wheat posted solid gains. The USDA is set to release its own acreage estimates tomorrow, with quarterly stocks data also expected. Soybeans had moved higher overnight but failed to hold on to those gains as soft weekly export demand and relatively favorable U.S. crop prospects weighed on prices. The November contract down 2 cents at 11.05 per bushel. The USDA reported weekly U.S. soybean export sales of about 282,000 tons of old crop and an additional 102,000 tons of new crop business. That came in at the lower end of trade expectations. Canadian soybean area, meanwhile, was pegged at 5.7 million acres by StatCan this morning, up slightly from the 5.6 million acres grown last year. Average trade guesses for the U.S. ahead of tomorrow's report expect a small increase in soybean area from the 86.5 million acres forecast in March. Corn also down, the September contract down 3 cents at 422 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of 542,000 tons of old crop and 140,000 tons of new crop were at the lower end of trade expectations. U.S. corn seedings are expected to be down on the year in tomorrow's report, but still slightly above the March estimates of 90 million acres. Wheat futures up sharply across the board as end-user bargain hunting finally came forward to provide support, and weekly U.S. wheat export sales of 667,000 tons came in well above trade expectations. Minneapolis spring wheat up 14 cents in September at 6.18 per bushel, Kansas City up 12 cents in September at 5.96 per bushel, and Chicago soft wheat up 19 cents in September at 5.79 per bushel. Total Canadian wheat area was estimated at 26.6 million acres this morning. That's down by about 1.5% from both the March forecast and the year-ago level. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, June 27th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.